Hi, this is Laura Brown, Senior Vice President, Communications and Investor Relations for Grainger. Thank you for accessing this recorded message with information regarding Grainger's January 2013 sales results. I'll begin by reminding you that certain statements and projections of future results made in this webcast constitute forward-looking information. This information is based on current expectations of market conditions and competitive and regulatory environments and involves risk and uncertainty. Please see our 2011 Form 10-K for a discussion of factors as they relate to forward-looking statements. For the month of January, total company sales increased 8% versus January 2012. These results included 3 percentage points from volume, 3 percentage points from price, 1 percentage point from sales of seasonal products, and 1 percentage point from acquisitions. Despite a difficult comparison with the prior year and a slow start during the first 3 days of January, sales rebounded nicely during the month. January 2013 had 22 selling days versus 21 selling days in January 2012. Now let's turn our attention to sales results by segment. As a reminder, monthly sales history by reporting segment for the prior 2 years is available on the Investor Relations website along with a summary of selling days by month. Please note that although some of our businesses have a different number of selling days due to local holidays, we use the number of selling days in the United States as the basis for our calculation of daily sales. I'll begin with our largest segment, the United States. Daily sales for the U.S. segment increased 7%, consisting of 3 percentage points from price, 2 percentage points from volume, 1 percentage point from sales of seasonal products, and 1 percentage point from acquisitions. January marks the first month of sales from Technitool Incorporated, which was acquired on December 31, 2012. For our customer end markets in the United States, sales performed as follows. Heavy manufacturing, light manufacturing, commercial, contractor, and natural resources were up in the high single digits. Government and retail were up in the mid-single digits, and reseller was down in the mid-single digits. In our Canadian segment, daily sales increased 10% in U.S. currency, 8% in local currency. The 10% daily sales growth consisted of 8 percentage point contribution from volume and a 2 percentage point contribution from foreign exchange. Strong growth to customers in the construction, oil and gas, light manufacturing, and commercial end markets contributed to this performance. Daily sales for our other businesses, which includes operations primarily in Asia, Europe, and Latin America, increased 7% in January. This growth consisted of 6 percentage points from volume and price, 3 percentage points from acquisitions, partially offset by a 2 percentage point decline from unfavorable foreign exchange. Looking forward, February will have 20 selling days, one less than February of last year. Daily sales growth thus far in February is trending in line with January. Please mark your calendar for the following events in March. Our Chief Financial Officer, Ron Jaden, will be presenting at the Raymond James 34th Annual Institutional Investors Conference on Monday, March 4th at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. We will be reporting February sales on Tuesday, March 12th at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. We will be hosting a tour of our new distribution center in Patterson, California on the afternoon of Wednesday, March 13th. Please watch for a formal invitation within the next few days. And finally, our Head of Global Supply Chain and Corporate Strategy, D.G. McPherson, will be presenting at the BB&T 7th Annual Commercial and Industrial Conference on Wednesday, March 20th. If you have any questions about January sales or any of the upcoming events, please contact Bill Chapman, Senior Director of Investor Relations, at 847-535-0881, Casey Darby, Senior Manager of Investor Relations, at 847-535-0881, 0099, or me at 847-535-0409. Thank you for your interest in Grainger.